Good morning. We're continuing with the Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Klal Yud Lachos of Zareya, and we're learning Siman Aleph. So we left off in the middle of Siman Aleph, where the Chayyadim recommends against eating a Negina on Shabbos because of the concern of liquids falling on the ground and causing the vegetation to grow. He throws in another point, which is really not such a practical issue nowadays. I just want to clarify what his issue is and why it doesn't apply nowadays. But yesh iser acher. There's another concern about eating in the gino. Tano tiltu begino she yoser mi ayin amba ba'orcha ba'rochba kilchamon klau non aleph. So we know that a person is not allowed to carry in a rishas rabim, that's an issue deraisa, in a carmelis, which is an area which is not enclosed, but it's not a mokum where the rabim goes. So midaraisa, that's considered a mokum patur. Midaraisa, one can carry in this area known as a carmelis. Chazal answered a carmelis. Chazal answered another scenario, which is not the carmelis, but has a similar dinim, known as a karfif. Karfif is a enclosed area, which midaraisa you're allowed to carry because it's enclosed. But it's very large, and it's not enclosed that people were actually living in it. So people perceive that as being akin to a field. So if you're not allowed to carry in the field, you can't carry here as well. So in a scenario where it's large, but the house opens into it, so it's an extension of the area of usage of the house, it is mutter to carry there. So the ginah that the Chayyadim was talking about was a case where it was enclosed, but it was large and it was not directly accessed by the house. So if a person has some area away from where his house is, which is enclosed and it's large, one's not allowed to carry in there. So a person's eating in the ginah, he has a problem of tiltal. He's not allowed to carry inside there. So how large is this problem? So the shear is, if it's the length of 70 amas by 70 amas, so if it's larger than that amount, it's actually slightly larger than that, but that's approximately the amount. So if it's larger than that area, so one is not allowed to carry inside of that enclosure, even though it's mamash enclosed. I mean, a raisa, it is mutter to carry there. Again, it doesn't apply to our situation. Usually, a person's eating in their backyard, the house opens into the backyard. A person would be making an event on some farm, and there is a field which is enclosed, but it's not connected back to where the houses are. So that's where this issue would take effect. But it's very rare for us to do that. How large is an amma? So this, of course, is a machlokas. How large an amma is, what the length of an amma is. So that's what's known as a karfif. You see sometimes there's a reference to a karfif. That's what it's referring to. Now the Chayyadim continues and he says, they would relieve themselves with miraglayim. Wherever they were, they didn't have bathrooms, so they would relieve themselves onto the ground. So are we concerned that the urine is going to be mashka the zroim? So he says no, the because of the various different chemicals, acids, which are inside of the urine, it actually burns the zroim. It does the opposite of helping them grow. It actually stunts their growth. So there's no problem of zareya in that situation. So a person will be allowed to do that. There are other concerns in halacha. There might be concern of lush, that the liquid is causing the dirt to clump together, which is a form of lush. So there might be other concerns, but there's not a concern because of the issue of zareya. Some say that the same way we say that meraglayim causes to burn the zroim, it doesn't cause them to grow, but it stunts their growth. So similarly, the wine, which has the sharp alcohol, etc., is actually detrimental to the growth of the vegetation. So this is actually machlokas rishonim, whether wine has the same din as water and it's problematic, or wine is considered like Mary Lime, and it's going to be mutter. So this is Machlokas Rishonim. So going back to our concern, when say a person is eating in the ginah, afraid that something might spill, So this is really more, much more of an issue of something spilling, which is a, which is water or something of that sort. But wine, we have many Mishnah which hold that that's not going to be an issue. Okay, moving on to Simon Beis, and we'll see other applications are told us of this process of Zareya. Meanwhile, have a good day.